Anything you call fun loss?
Since you mentioned it, I remember that name once or twice, but we never discussed that. If my wife or my mother would make things to put on the table, we'd eat that or leave them alone, one or the other.
How about the side of the pig that you might put in brine or smoke it or something?
Make bacon out of it. Or some people call it side meat.
Mm-hmm. They're called salt pork or anything like that. And the hard part that's left when you slice the bacon off? You slice all the bacon off and you have a hard skin left there. Speak of the rind?
Yeah, I was thinking about something else. I don't know.
You have what you call the rind, though.
I call it the rind, and if you take the lard out of that, then they call it the crackling.
Oh, yeah. Cracklings are left over from squeezing lard out.
Yeah.
How about scrapple? Anything you call scrapple? Did you hear folks say when you were young, it's ourn, it's yourn, it's hisn?
Yes, I hear some people now, old people, talk about yourn and ourn.
You ever hear them say ewens, or ewall?
Yes.
When are ewens coming again?
Yeah. Ewens are you folks, or once in a while they hear you all.
That's sort of southern.
That's southern.
Yeah. Suppose you didn't get to church some morning, you'd say, to somebody that went, you'd say, who was there or who all was there?
It's never used that expression in particular, but I suppose we'd say who all was there.
You want to know what the preacher said, you'd say, what did he say or what all did he say?
What did he talk about?
What did he say? What all did he say? What all sounds funny there or not? What all did he say?
I don't think I ever heard said at all.
Uh-huh. What do you call the thick part of sour milk? Speak of clabber or packer or lobbered milk? Thick milk?
Thick milk. That's all I ever heard.
And if you made something good to eat out of that?
Cheese.
What kind?
Cottage cheese.
You always called that when you were young?
Yeah.
No sugar cake?
Well, in Dutch crops, here it is, yes.
If your mother made some pudding and served it, and she had some sort of sweet liquid in a pitcher that she'd pour over the top of the pudding. Do you have a name for that? Called a sauce or a dip? Doesn't especially strike you.
I don't remember any name that they use. They pass it around, they want to put it on, but they don't believe it. Yeah.
What did you call the food that you'd eat between regular meals?
What?
Between regular meals. It wasn't a regular meal. Middle of the afternoon, you'd go into the house and have a
lunch. Not much.
You ever speak of a piece or a snack or a bite? You'd just say have lunch if you wasn't.
That or what if I had to eat or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Suppose he wants some coffee. You say, I have to go out to the kitchen and do what?
Make coffee?
What did you call?
Never come in my time.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you were inquiring of somebody about how many meals they had in one day. You say, How often
do you eat?
Or how often have you today? How often have you?
How often have you eaten today?
You ever hear them say et in that case? How often have you et today? Or didn't you ever hear them say et? Or
I think I had one egg that used to use that term. That's about all that I ever remember.
So she'd say I et supper about 6 o'clock. Suppose you're thirsty, you tell someone to go out to the kitchen and bring you what?
Bring a drink.
Well,
or bring a glass of water.
Uh-huh. You'd say, I drank a lot of it.
Drank.
And how much? have you drunk? How much have you drank? How much have you drunken?
How much did you drink?
Suppose you have guests and you have them for a meal and they're sort of standing around the table. What would you say to them if you want them to enter, let's say?
Why don't you sit down? Or sit down.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say to them if you want them to have some food then? You say, just go ahead and
help yourself and pass things.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you're at somebody's house and you keep passing things and offering them to you, and you're terribly full and you just can't eat anymore.